Okay, everybody, I'm back. Sorry it's been a minute to update this blog / podcast, but I decided it's time to come back. If you don't know me, I'm Jose. I'm from Texas, and I do a little mixture of talking about topics, news, faith, family, sports. I do everything. I just, whatever I feel like talking about that day. Entertainment, anything. So, anyhow, so I like to be updated on news and current affairs and stuff like that. And today something caught my eye, and I'll start out with that. Something caught my eye as I was reading the news. Something local in Fort Worth. So TCU started a thing where they're no longer going to call their freshmen. They're going to start calling them first-year students. You heard me correctly. First-year students. Now, I don't know what part of the freshman somebody got offended and why, but to me, being caught as a freshman, I would never thought that would be offensive. I always looked at it like this. As a freshman, you're the new fish on campus. First year, you have to pay your dues. And as a senior, you earned your dues. You paid your dues. You spent 4 years there, or in college, 4, 5, 6 years, right? If sometimes longer, you're a senior, you earn that. When I was a freshman in high school, my brother was a senior. And we had a weird relationship, I guess, growing up. But I looked up to that senior class because it was the seniors. They put in the time. They're seniors, right? And so then that's kind of common sense everywhere, right? That's kind of normal everywhere, right? So to hear that they're changing their name at a university from freshmen to first year students, it just baffles me. It baffles me because I'm thinking, why? But then again, we live in a world where people get offended for the tiniest things. I remember growing up, and I was born in the 80s, so I got to live the 80s, 90s, and 2000/ boy band era. It's like, wow, I like to call it 2000s. I grew up in the 80s, and the thing we really got offended that was normal to get offended was when people made racist remarks. You know, me being Mexican, when you were told something about being Mexican, or, you know, just any racist remarks, that's something we got offended about. And my reaction when people made those remarks to me was not to lower myself to that level. It was just to prove them wrong. I grew up in a small town in Texas, and there wasn't many Mexicans there at the time. Now there is, but at that time there wasn't. So to hear somebody make a comment to you to be racist wasn't unheard of. And if people in that town during that time say that's not true, then they never heard them, and they're not Mexican or black. But I used to hear them all the time. And you had to have thick skin, I guess, at first, living in that town. It's really diverse now. It's a beautiful town. And like I said, I wouldn't change my childhood for anything. I love that I grew up in that town. But, you know, I remember being in my dad's shop. He did upholstery for a living. He had his own shop and everything. And I remember some of the customers would make those remarks to him, you know. And my dad spoke English. It was broken, but he spoke English. He understood it, and he knew how to write it. And I remember being in the shop, whether I was sweeping the floor or whatever, and the customer would make a remark. I used to sit there and watch my dad's reaction. And it wasn't like violent or anything. It was more like, okay, say what you want to say, but I'm going to prove you wrong. And so I had that same mentality growing up after that. So, fast forward to now where you can't even, you have to walk on eggshells at a certain point so you don't offend people. I just think that I think it's crazy how the society has changed in that aspect. So, sorry, I had to get off my high horse there. Anyhow, so another thing I see on the news here, and I'll stay on the news topics for a little bit, and something I've seen quite frequently, and it's kind of scary. There's been a lot of road rage incidents. A lot of road rage incidents. Whether it's in Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Los Angeles, New York, or whatever. Like, there was a thing that happened in California where a road rage incident happened and a 4-year-old was killed. A guy pulled out a gun and shot at the car or whatnot. And I'm not going to sit here and say the guy pulled it out and directly was aiming for the 4-year-old. But the point being is, he pulled out his gun and just shot at the car. That right there shouldn't even happen. Why would you want to shoot at a car? Cutting you off, not letting your lane change, it's not that serious, guys. It's not that serious. But he shot at the car, then took off. He was arrested. He's being charged with murder. His wife or girlfriend, I don't know what she was, is being charged as an accomplice to murder. And, you know, it's not worth it. What was it, in Dallas yesterday or day before yesterday? Man and his wife were out with the kids and something happened and the guy shot at the car and shot the wife and shot the husband. And they're in a hospital. I think they're going to live, but they're in a hospital. And thank God their kids weren't, when the guy started shooting at the car, the kids weren't hit. Because that would have, I mean, it's still bad as it is, but can you imagine 2 kids in the car? I tell people, it's not that serious, because you'll be mad 2 or 3 minutes, then you'll get over it. Pray about the incident as you're driving. Relax and breathe. Breathe and pray. That's what I say. I go across this country for my job. So I go from Florida, Texas, New York, and everywhere. So I get a lot of windshield time. And I've had people cut me off or not let me lane change or whatnot. And it's gotten me mad. But not to the point where I want to shoot somebody. It's not to that point. I get mad. I pray. I breathe. And keep on driving. I've seen videos where guys, 18-wheelers, merge onto the highway, right? They have no other ways to go, so they're merging. And cars refuse to let them on there. And then when the 18-wheeler gets in front of them, the car honks like, come on, bro, you knew he was merged on there. And so he guns it, gets in front of the 18-wheeler and slams on their brakes. And I've seen this quite a few times on different YouTube videos, TikTok videos, and slams on the brake. And in my head, I'm thinking, what do you think is going to happen? You really think that 18-wheeler that's pulling a trailer is going to stop on time from not hitting you? You're brake checking an 18-wheeler? That's not the smartest plan you can do. That's just stupid. Not only are you going to go, are you probably going to go get a ticket or get arrested, depending on the cops and depending on the state, but your car's gone. The 18-wheeler might not have much wrong with it, but your car is gone. Is it worth it? No, it's not even that serious. Not even that serious. But yeah, and it's like I said, it happens. It's been happening more frequently. If you go on TikTok, you see these 18-wheelers posted videos, and surprising anybody that you don't know yet, but most 18-wheelers, about almost 99% of the 18-wheelers now, they carry their own dash cam. So they're recording everything to protect themselves. And some have gone as far as getting those 360 GoPros So they recall they those are constantly recording all around the cab, inside the cab, and around the sides and the front. And it's pretty cool. I've seen the motorcycles have them too. They're pretty cool to have. I actually want one for when I'm driving one of these rental cars. Man, they're about $400, and I don't have $400 just to drop for a camera. My wife will kill me if I did that. So, but yeah, so little education there for those guys that want to slam the brakes in front of an 18-wheeler to have a dash cam. So either way, if you get away, if you decide to drive away if your car damaged, I'm sure the 18-wheeler got your license plate. So, but hey, let's jump on to something else. I was looking at different things going on today. We have the NBA playoffs happening. You know, we have the 76ers and the Hawks playing. Series tied at one. I don't like cocky people. And I'm a Kobe fan, and I know Kobe sometimes came out cocky. But in his defense, I guess, he had every right to be cocky. But you got, like, the guy from the Hawks, Trey, that was really cocky when they played the Nets. So I really don't want the Hawks to win. But then again, 76ers have some cocky players too. So I really don't care much about the East. The Suns and the Nuggets play today. It's no surprise that the Suns are up 2-0. To be honest, I'm a Laker fan, so I was disappointed when the Lakers lost. Wasn't surprised. We needed more. Anthony Davis being hurt. LeBron not being 100%. I know that's not making excuses. We lost because we lost. We got out coach or whatever. But we needed our role players to put in a little bit more than that. So, but we lost to the Suns. I'm okay with that. If we would have lost to the Clippers, I would have been upset. Like, really? The Clippers? The JV team? Come on, guys. But the Suns are up 2-0 against the Nuggets. I was really shocked there. No. I really hope the Suns win it. Win the whole thing. I don't want the Clippers to win. I don't want the Nets to win. I don't like Kevin Durant. I don't like Kawhi. I just prefer the Suns to win. To win the West and win the whole thing. Truth be told, Chris Paul is well deserved of that. Well deserved of that. So let's see how that goes tonight. Nothing really else going on in sports. You know what? I read earlier that Dallas owner Mark Cuban came out and says, man, our role player guys Mark Cuban blamed the role player guys. And I have to agree with them. Luka can't win the championship by himself. We live in a different time and era to where one player can probably win it all. Actually, two players. And the Mavs only have one player. And if you're saying the unicorn is a second player, what's his name? Kristall, I don't remember his name. Anyways, you think he's a second player? You're wrong. Luka's the only really big star on that team, to me. But he needs some help. He needs some help. So I hope they get him some help, at least some good, decent role players. If we look at the teams that are in the hunt right now, I mean, you can look at the Clippers. They have basically the old the role players they have are former Lakers from last year's championship team. Look at the Nets. Most of them are from championship team. You know, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, what's his name? Oh my God. Blake Griffin was never a champion, but he's on a good team now and he's showing out when he can. So, I mean, they have some role player players, right? So the Mavs need to step up, reach in their pocket, and do something, right? So, man, really, there's not much going on in sports besides that I can see. Not too bad, I guess. We're in June, So we have another 2 months before we can actually see some football action. You know, we're all curious where Aaron Rodgers is going to go. You know, I'm curious where Aaron Rodgers is going to go. He's not going to start with the Packers. Yeah, I think he'll take the money for the year and not get paid and just sit out. But he's already made it known he don't want to play for the Packers. So whoever the backup player or backup quarterback is for the Packers, man, hope he's ready, because you know, Green Bay fans will let you know if they like you or not. So, but man, so I don't have too much left to say. I mean, it's been one of those crazy weeks. And I really try to update this a little bit more than I have. I mean, I don't have too much audio left. Pierce audio I posted. So, I really will try to update this a little bit better. But I wanted to share something before I got off of here. Man, I've told y'all I travel for my job. So, any given day, week, or month, I'm in a different state, different town. I just happen to be in Florida right now, about an hour north from Miami. Hours and change from Miami. But as I was sitting outside, it was showering earlier today. When I was sitting outside, I decided to kind of reflect on some things as I was watching the rain. And I came across this scripture that I had to share to my family, and I wanted to share because it just, we go through these hard times, and you know, with everything going on in the world today, you know, we feel like just giving up. And I always say, don't give up. You know, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. So if you're not learning anything about your journey, you know, as you're going to your goals, going to your destination, then you're not doing something. I can look back and say, man, that's why I went through that. That's why God put me through that path. He wanted me to learn. And I've learned a lot on this journey. I keep on learning from this journey. Nobody in this world can tell you, oh, I know it all. Because man, you don't. So remember to learn from your journey. And remember this. This is a scripture. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. So even when you feel tired on this journey, you feel like giving up, feel like nothing's going your way. And I've felt that many ways, many times over the years, months, days, or whatever. And I read that scripture and it reminds me that God doesn't want me to give up. Keep pushing through. You're tired. Exhausted. Confused. Lost. Talk to your God. He's there to listen. He already knows your destination. He already knows your journey. He picked it for you. He wrote it in the book. He wants you to reach out to him. Talk to him. Let him know that you are giving yourself to him. So, just remember that. It's not always about the destination. It's about the journey. All right. Well, that's all I have for today. You know, I don't have too much. Maybe I can do a little bit longer next time or whatnot. Maybe try to do these more than once a week. But we'll see. We'll play it by ear. I'm just still trying to get the used to these blogs/podcasts. And hopefully I get it to where I need to so it can look semi-good or whatnot. Man, I say the word whatnot a lot, huh? But hopefully I enjoyed it. I hope to have y'all listen again, and have a blessed night. Thank you.